Eve of World AIDS Day, Montreal AIDS researchers are looking to begin a controversial study.
It would give AIDS drugs to 400 men who don't actually have the disease but are at risk. Dan Halton joins us now with more. And Dan, this is considered the next wave in the fight against AIDS.
And Deborah, it can't come any sooner. That's because as many as one quarter of people with HIV don't even know they have the deadly disease because they don't show any symptoms. So for researchers, anything that can boost prevention on top of condom use is critical.
It's a troubling statistic. In Montreal's gay community, 13% of men are HIV positive, and that number hasn't budged, despite all the advances in treatment and public awareness.
I am not satisfied with the status quo. I am not satisfied with what exists right now because we're not moving forward this goal of achieving eradication of HIV transmission.
So researchers are now looking at antiretroviral drugs, not just to treat people who have HIV, but to prevent people who don't have the virus from getting it. Especially people at high risk, sex workers, men who have multiple partners or whose partners are HIV positive. In the first study of its kind in North America, Dr. Cécile Tremblay is testing the drug Truvada in a new way, evaluating its effectiveness for prevention on demand. Instead of taking a pill every day for the rest of their lives, people in the study will take it only when needed, up to 2 hours before sex and one day after.
We want an approach that is more simple and that is more likely to achieve the drug levels necessary at the time it is necessary to have it to prevent HIV acquisition.
Touchy issue.
But the clinical trials are controversial.